You do not have to say anything. Anything you do say will be taken in evidence against you. You have the right to silence. You have the right to an attorney.
You have the right to shut up.
I'll see you get a longer sentence now.
I don't believe this. In the Iraqi police station.
No, let's get this straight. You were just visiting your father's store to borrow some money.
Yes, that's right. I also went there just to have a father-to-son talk.
Yes, but what about the thousands and thousands of bottles of alcohol discovered in a wheelbarrow filled with broken glass?
We were having a party, so my dad helped me out with some booze.
Funny how he rang the police station and pressed charges, and then said 50 years wouldn't be good enough. You're going to Iraqi Traz, son.
At the trial? Before us today, we present Saddam Hussein, who is before us, on charges of robbery and stupidity. How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty? Not guilty. Are you an idiot? You were caught booze-handed, you little rat bag. But it was just for a party. You idiot. You're getting yourself in deeper water for this. It's illegal to drink alcohol before the age of 18, especially in Iraq. It's also illegal to vomit in the streets. But what about Alka-Pops? Aren't they for us teenagers? On with the trial. To the prosecutor. Where were you on the night of December 11th, 1954? How the fuck should I know? Order, order in the court. Or I'm gonna let the hounds out. You were caught stealing. The penalty for this is for your hands to be chopped off. Or if you have stolen more than once, you'll be executed. So it is very important we get this clear. You had permission to steal thousands and thousands of crates of alcohol. Yes. Next to the stand, Saddam's mother. What I am asking you, miss, is did your son have permission to ransack your father's off-license and cause the death of your husband thanks to your son?
The fuck he did?
There is a law against language. Your son has already opposed this. 28 days in a hard labour camp after this trial.
Well, he's never been a good influence. The real blame should be his friend, Osama bin Laden of Jazeera. You're a part of an international crime syndicate.
The prosecution calls Osama bin Laden. Where were you on the night of December 11th?
Smashing bottles on the back of a library, is that a crime?
Yes, but that is not the issue here. You are on trial. It is the death penalty for not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Where was the location of Hussein on the night? There were some members of the Iraqi public who overheard you scheming the plan to knock off the off-license. They also saw a church collection plate dropping from your pants. What do you have to say to that?
It's totally unfounded, unbelievable, it's impossible. And as for Saddam, he was gorging over doing science assignments.
Citizens, take the stand. Did you or did you not overhear bin Laden's evil scheme? Yes.
Yes.
That was damning evidence, Laden. That's conclusive proof that you are as bent as a bike crashing into the side of the court.
No, it's all lies. You bribed those citizens, you son of a bitch.
You are an idiot. Don't you know when to shut up? I do not want to take any more evidence from you. You will be sent back to Afghanistan where you will be executed for your crimes. I will be taking more evidence later. Next, Jazeera to the stand. Where were you, young scruffian, on the night in question?
I was watching Iraqi Coronation Street.
You expect me to believe that? That show is not hip amongst teenagers, and when the crime was committed, it was already 9:30.
I was watching the repeat.
That'll be all. Okay, Mr. Hussein, we will hear your defence now.
I would like to present to this court that Saddam was a family boy, very devoted to his mother. He might have used bizarre paper, but he did all his homework, even his 100-page science document on the benefits of nitric acid. I bring to the stand his teacher, Brian Dodd. You are the boy's teacher, Mr. Dodd, and I believe you were babysitting on the night in question. Yes, I was. but I don't remember much after Saddam left the house since I was drugged.
Order! Order in the court!
If I may, I would like to ask a question to you, Mr. Dodd. You have a science laboratory in the back of your classroom. You were able to test the drink with which you were drugged. What were your findings?
I discovered a sinister concoction of cocaine and Valium sleeping tablets in my drink. The whiskey seemed to be over 80%, and it was clear that it was meant to knock out and stun its victim. Nobody gives a damn about Saddam in this family.
Shut the fuck up, Brian!
Madam, what's your language? I have got a gun here. Again, damning evidence, Saddam. Now the jury will retire to consider their verdict. A few minutes later. Jury, have you reached a verdict?
Yes, we have.
What is your decision?
Guilty!
Of course. Good choice, jury. Now for the sentence. Saddam, I sentence you to 10 years in hard labour, plus amputation of your hand so you may never steal again. As for you, Jazeera, you are to go to Iraq-i-Taraz. And as for you, Bin Laden, you will be deported back to Afghanistan where you will face execution with the guillotine. Take them away. You will all pay for this. I am Saddam Hussein. I will one day rule the world.